Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened earlier yesterday today?
Well, we read Jeremiah chapter 16.
We did.
And in that chapter, God told Jeremiah that he's not to marry anybody.
Mm-hmm.
For no particular reason, I guess. I don't really know. Whatever.
So his wife and children don't die.
Yeah. Speaking of which, God is going to brutally murder lots of Israelites and children. So to make a point, I think, I'm not really sure. And then at some point, some of them will live, but they'll get captured and enslaved. And then eventually they're going to, understand that they need to, love God and fear God. And then everything will be good. Eventually some decades, some millennia, sometime in the future.
Right.
Is that pretty much how it was going?
That's pretty much how it went. Yeah.
Okay. So that was Jeremiah chapter 16.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're getting into
Jeremiah chapter 17.
All right. Let's do this.
Okie dokie.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, so we are jumping into Jeremiah chapter 17.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
And we're starting at a new little section here, okay? So it's not like a continuation of the previous chapter.
Right.
Like previously on.
Right, right.
You know? Yep. Okay, so the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron. With the point of a diamond, it is engraved on the tablet of their heart. And on the horns of your altars, while their children remember their altars and their wooden images by the green trees on the hill, on the high hills.
That was kind of beautiful wording.
Uh-huh.
To say that they've really sinned hard and it's because of the altars and their sacrifices on the hills.
Yeah.
But it was worded really beautifully.
I really like the way it was phrased, especially with like the pen of iron and the point of the diamond.
Right, right.
And that's just really cool symbolism and
imagery. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yep.
I'll have more about that stuff in our notes on Saturday.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Oh, my mountain in the field, I will give as plunder your wealth, all your treasures, and your high places of sin within all your borders. And you, even yourself shall let go of your heritage, which I gave you, and I will cause you to serve your enemies in the land which you do not know. For you have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever.
I mean, it's the same shit
he's been for eternity.
Right. And it's the same stuff he's been saying, I mean, throughout the rest of the previous chapters. But it's just, you know.
I'm so mad.
He's saying it more beautifully now.
Right, right.
Like, this is a very poetic chapter.
It really is.
So.
Like, it's a little bit out of place almost. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness in a salt land which is not inhabited.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm having a little bit of trouble following this just because of the
poetry in it, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty. I'm going to murder you.
Right. No, I'm kind of getting lost in the poetry and not actually really hearing the message as much. Like, but I mean, it seems like it's...
I hate you so much, he's saying in a beautiful tone of voice.
I mean, really, that's what it sounds like, the same shit we've been listening to in other chapters that we've read.
But just prettier. But
it's just prettier, yeah.
He's like, I'm gonna kill every single one of you, motherfuckers. Right? But it's like so pretty and like ASMR murder.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Like, stab.
You're gonna love it as he's killing
stab,
you.
Stab.
Yeah.
Right? It's soft. It's a lullaby of death. It's gonna be
the most beautiful bashing of heads against rocks that you've ever seen, yeah. You know?
Kill all the babies. Throw them off the cliff, right? I mean, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's still murder.
Right.
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. See, that's more like a Sunday sermon.
Yeah.
For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and which will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of the drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit.
Okay, so he's gonna, some of, if you're good.
You're a tree. Even though it's drought land, you're still pretty.
And your fruit will continue to have yield, apparently.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which is kind of counter to what he's been saying
previously. Right.
Because there was like, they were all bad. They were all evil.
He was like, I don't give a fuck. Die, bitches. I mean,
Jeremiah is not even allowed to have kids.
Right. They're all going to die. They would get
killed. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. As a partridge in a pear tree, just kidding. As a partridge that broods but does not hatch, so is he who gets riches, but not by right. It will leave him in the midst of his days, and at his end, he will be a fool.
Okay. And as we know from previous readings in the Bible, fools are bad.
But what's really funny, but what's really funny is that he's like, the evil will be poor and die and stuff. But like Jeremiah and previously Job and somebody else were all like, why do the evil always seem to get the good end of the stick?
Right, right.
And God's like, they won't. And I'm like, but they already did. They already did get the good end of the stick.
Yep.
A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you shall be ashamed. Those who depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Remember they talked before about the fountain of living waters versus the dry cistern.
Right.
Yeah. So there's that comparison again.
Sure.
Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise.
I think that kind of goes, if he does the thing that you want him to do, then you are the thing. Then you got the thing
done.
Yeah.
If I breathe, then I have breathed.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
If I paint a house, the house is painted.
Correct.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
If I verb a verb, then the verb has been verbed. If I verb a noun, the noun has been verbed.
Wait,
that's what it is. If I verb a noun.
How do you verb a noun?
Like if I paint a house, like the paint is the verb. I'm painting, you know? Yeah. And the house is the noun. So I verb a noun.
Oh, I see what. Okay.
Then the noun has been verbed.
Got it.
You know, fill in the blank kind of thing. Mad Libs.
Yes.
Yeah. Indeed, they say to me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I've not hurried away from being a shepherd who follows you, nor have I desired the woeful day. You know what came out of my lips.
Who's talking? Is this Jeremiah or is this God the whole time? Like, I'm having
right now it's Jeremiah. It was God. Now it's Jeremiah because he's like, I've been good. As for me, I have not hurried away from being a shepherd who follows you.
Okay.
He's like, I'm a good boy. Nor have I desired the woeful day. Like, I'm not looking forward to this.
It's kind of confusing.
Yeah, I should try better to let you know who's speaking, but it's hard for me as I'm reading.
This chapter is a little bit harder than other chapters, is what I'm saying.
I think it's mostly been God talking.
Okay.
But right now it's Jeremiah.
Got it.
Jeremiah saying, you know what came out of my lips. It was right there before you. Do not be a terror to me. You are my hope in the day of doom. Let them be ashamed who persecute me, but do not let me be put to shame. Let them be dismayed, but do not let me be dismayed. So he's still like trying to save his own hide.
Right, yeah.
Bring on them the day of doom and destroy them with double destruction. He's like, nose goes, not it.
Right.
All right, so now we're starting a new little section here, okay? Okay,
all right.
Thus the Lord said to me, so now God is talking again.
Yeah.
Go and stand in the gate of the children of the people by which the kings of Judah come in and by which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem, and say to them, hear the word of the Lord, you kings of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem who enter by these gates. Thus says the Lord, take heed to yourselves and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Nor carry a burden out on your houses on the Sabbath day, nor do any work, but hallow the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers.
So I mean, basically, like, that was a long way of saying don't work on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, don't forget what laws I gave you in Deuteronomy.
Specifically, the not working one.
Yeah.
In a really long-winded way of
remember saying the Sabbath.
Yeah.
Is what he's saying. But they did not obey or incline their ear, but made their neck stiff so that they might not hear or receive instruction. And it shall be, if you heed me carefully, says the Lord, he says, to bring no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day to do no work in it, then shall enter the gates of this city kings and princes, sitting on the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes, accompanied by the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain forever. That was a long sentence.
Just honor the Sabbath, there'll be lots of good kings and everything will be wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. That's all you gotta do? But that's not exactly how
that was portrayed in previous chapters.
It's not. And they shall come from the cities of Judah and from the places around Jerusalem, from the land of Benjamin and from the lowland, from the mountains and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices, grain offerings and incense, bringing sacrifices of praise to the house of the Lord. But if you will not heed me to hallow the Sabbath day, such as not carrying a burden when in entering the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire in its gates, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. The end.
Okay.
That whole last half could have been one fucking sentence.
It really could have.
If you don't respect the Sabbath day, I will smite you.
Yeah.
The end. That's all it needed to say.
But it's like if you take other chapters and other things that we've read, it's not just the matter of the Sabbath. It's a matter of how they actually do their worship. It's a matter of how they follow the rest of the Levitical laws. It's a matter of whether they're also worshiping other idols, you know, like it's not just about working on the Sabbath.
He's not saying it's just the Sabbath. He's saying this is one of the many things you need to do right.
Got it.
Like, I have a feeling that this is a to be continued next chapter.
Mm, okay.
That's just my guess. I haven't looked ahead, so I don't know. But it strikes me as like another cutoff mid story or mid paragraph.
I want to say that chapter was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really just kind of overly worded.
Yeah.
Is what it boiled down to.
Yeah.
There was a lot of saying. I mean, like, that's why I didn't comment a lot through it, because I'm waiting for him to finish this singular thought that goes on for, you know.
Ever.
Forever.
And it made me out of breath because the sentence was so fucking long.
Yeah. So I don't think I liked that chapter. Like, as far as chapters in the Bible go, right? If we're rating them on the scales, I don't, that one was not one of my favorites, even with the beautiful wording.
Right.
Just because of the substance of it.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Was not great.
It's almost like the pretty writing was like a slap in the face almost.
Yeah.
Because it was hiding the main message, which was still just more of the same, but also being long-winded about it.
Right. So I think that's all we've got for today. I do want to say one thing here, and that is that we are using a new computer today, which might be fucking with our sound quality. I don't know. Maybe it sounds great. I have no clue until I get done and edit and listen and go back.
This is a preemptive apology for any shitty audio you may encounter or have encountered
and
this episode.
We will try to rectify it soon if there is shitty audio.
Right.
If there's not, then yay, everything's wonderful.
Woohoo!
But again, apologies if it was bad, and we will fix that soon. But that was Jeremiah chapter 17.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means we'll be back tomorrow with
Jeremiah chapter 18.
All right, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.